I think it's a brilliant idea what's going on down south, and I'd like you to tell me about it, please.
Yeah, well, we had this opportunity last year to do a digital billboard, and it was for the snowmobile season, and it was a real hit. So I decided to bring this back to the board and to see if we can kind of extend it or do more with that type of marketing. And this year we had a chance to get the spot with the Gardner Express and also the 400 series highways, and but for fall, and during the fall season. It's not sometime a typical time of year where we do a lot of marketing. Mostly our market is for the snowmobile season, so we'll do a lot of marketing starting December and also at the last run of March to get the snowmobilers in Cochrane. But we had this opportunity and I said, you know what, it would be great for the long weekend. People are driving in and out of Toronto and having fall where we'd have our famous Henry, our bear from the polar bear habitat with beautiful leaves to show either you want to come and check them out now or next winter or next summer or this winter. But I thought it was a perfect time of year as well. And the habitat is a beautiful time of year to see the fall, the leaves. And they're very active during this time of year, believe it or not, sometimes more active than sometime during the winter and definitely summer. Fall is a very active time for them. So it's just perfect opportunity and a perfect time.
How many of these digital billboards are there?
So we have 18 digital screens out there on Highway 401, 403, 407, and 427. And we also have on the Gardner Express. So it's 8 seconds. Digital image, and it started the beginning of last week, and it's going to end next week. So it's going to be a good 10 days that is going to be promoting the polar bear habitat in Cochrane.
8 seconds when you're driving on one of those highways, that's a good amount of time to be able to see a little piece of home.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I've also received a text message and also emails from local people that went down south and saw the sign. So, and that's always rewarding because you're saying, okay, we did something right. We're seeing our local people acknowledging our efforts that Tourism Cochrane is doing to better our community and to bring new money in our community, which is very important because that's one of our mandates.
Now, these digital billboards, I don't imagine come cheap. Do you care telling me how much and where the money comes from?
The money comes from the MAD tax. So the money comes from our MAD tax with our municipality. We do have 50% that goes to the town, and then we have 50% that goes to the Tourism Association, which is the Cochrane Tourism Association. And then that is separated between events that we would be hosting or different marketing opportunities like this one, and also other regional or provincial projects that we're working on.
How much is it costing for these 2 weeks?
These 2 weeks, but it also includes we did an edition, so a magazine with Canadian Lifestyle magazine. So we do have the edition for October and December, and we're going to have a digital board as well for the month of December, starting the 8th till the 18th for the snowmobile season. So we did it last year, we're doing it again this year. So all told, it's about $7,000.
I would have thought it'd be a lot more than that. So that's
Yeah.
good.
Well, I was able to negotiate some bonus time also for the digital. So we got my
You're good.
can I say that? My negotiation skills out there, and we start to stretch the dollars as much as we can because we all know this is public money. So.
For sure. Is there anything you'd like to add to any of this?
No, just the fact that we're very excited that we could do this again this year, but not only for the marketing of the snowmobile market, but also to market our polar bear habitat. And our team at the polar bear habitat, we're extremely grateful for that opportunity that we've selected the habitat to promote, and we've received great feedback from there. They're very grateful, and it's just nice that the co collaboration that our community has, that we have with our partners. It's been great. It's been a 4 year that we've been in existence, the association, and we only had great things ahead. So we're very optimistic, not only for Cochrane, but the area and for some domestic travels. It's still going to be popular, like even after COVID, but we have to make sure that we're always on the map. And that's certainly what I'm going to continue doing as the executive director of Tourism Cochrane.